reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me. No one of you has asked, 'Where are you going?' Yet you are sad at heart because I have told you this. Still, I must tell you the truth. It is for your own good that I am going, because unless I go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I do go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will show the world how wrong it was about sin and about who was in the right and about judgment. About sin, proved by their refusal to believe in me. About who was in the right, proved by my going to the Father and you seeing me no more. About judgment, proved by the prince of this world being already condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus admonishes his disciples, "Not one of you has asked, 'Where are you going?'" However, previously in chapter 14, Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus says to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." They have already asked. So what's going on here? It is a typical Johannine bait and switch, which leads us deeper into what has gone before, if we hold it together with what is said here. And what has gone before is Jesus's promise, also in chapter 14, "I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." The point is being with Jesus. He's not going where. He is embracing us in a new way through the ascension, in which he doesn't really leave, but rather takes us with him. We are granted a new place in the kingdom of God. The place is with Christ in glory. And that glory is the presence of the Paraclete, the Advocate, who comes to show how wrong the world is about sin, about who was in the right, about judgment, and that proved by the prince of this world being already condemned. The Greek word here used, translated as prince, is archon, which implies more than just somebody waiting to take over the throne. It's not a crown prince, it is a ruler, somebody who controls in his own right. And the prince of this world is already condemned. Now, some of our brothers and sisters have a strange fascination with the devil and with the ministry of the release from captivity to the devil, the ministry of exorcism in all its various forms. Here we have the confidence from Jesus himself that the Archon of this world is already condemned. Our focus should be on expanding what we have been given, the closeness with Christ, both in him taking our human nature with him in the ascension, and in our being embraced in the glory and love of the persons of the Trinity through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are situated in the heart of God through our baptism and through our faith. And from that place we are empowered and commanded to bring the experience of belonging in God to the world without fear and without excuses of how powerful the evil one is and all that messy business. It is a bait and switch here in John's Gospel, tying together the promise of the many mansions ready to welcome us to the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are at home in God, and we cannot allow the discomforts of what we experience here in time to disturb the eternity that we are already gifted with, the eternal embrace of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the eternal place within Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the eternal confidence that the Archon of this world is defeated, and our emphasis is on bringing the reality of our belonging, of our eternity, and of the victory given to us into the lives of others. When Christians obsess too much about evil and the work of the evil one, then we are failing in fully embracing this gift, this farewell gift that Jesus gives us in John's Gospel, this last will and testament of Jesus in John's Gospel, which is our unity in God. Yet we as people constantly seek out divisions and separations. And that brings us back to one of the basic meanings of the word diabolical, diabolon, to separate, to throw apart, to break apart, separations, separating people one from another, separating people of faith one from another, separating nations one from another, separating cultures and languages one from another, is a work of throwing apart. Expressing our union in diversity, embraced by the fullness of God, is the work that we have been given. Let us then live from the confidence of what we have been given, the embrace, the eternity, the presence, the support, the joy, and the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, constantly embracing us. Amen.